things are pretty calm at the high school, and fortunately things have worked out pretty well. But the school is cooperating. But, you know, we want to give the students a lot of credit. For whatever reason, some classmates felt uncomfortable or were suspicious about one of their classmates. They brought that information forward to a teacher. The teacher got the security involved, and on Monday, December 17th, Laurel police were called in and made aware of the situation. And once the investigation began, they did find some materials in the student's locker that gave some credibility to the fact that, you know, he may want to do some harm to somebody. The student was not at school at the time, so there was no hoopla or too much excitement at the school. So really, again, want to you know, give the full credit to the students for coming forward. But once the parents of the student were consulted, for whatever reason, investigators believe that the student may have access to weapons. So, again, the potential was very credible. Fortunately, he was able to get to a local hospital. The police initiated an emergency committal or a psychiatric evaluation, and now the student is safely in the care of a medical physician. So things have gone pretty well, pretty stable, pretty calm. But the police chief here in Laurel, Rich McLachlan, believes that because of the good work and the action of the students in the first place, bringing that information forward, that potentially very harmful situation was prevented.
Do we expect charges to be pressed against this individual?
There's no charges, and certainly hasn't been arrested right now. He is getting some medical attention, which is apparently much needed. But, you know, the investigation is continuing. We'll have to see how that plays out. But at this time, he's in the care of a medical facility.
And we know that you said earlier that he did have access to guns. Do we know if they were guns that he purchased? Were they in his home? Do we know anything more about that access to guns?
No guns were recovered or even you know, utilized or anything of that nature. So that's my understanding. For whatever reason, they believe that he had access to weapons. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but no guns were recovered, no weapons were recovered. So, again, the information that was found in his locker, some notes and lists and drawings and things, and the fact that maybe his behavior all gave some credibility to the fact that he may want to harm somebody, but no weapons were involved. And things were very calm at the school.
Okay.
None of this took place at the school.
So inside his locker, they found what looked like the works of what he was plotting to do?
I didn't have the opportunity to see that materials myself, but again, it was just described to me as some lists, drawings, diagrams, things of that nature. I don't know any particulars.